Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and my ministry is going across the country, coast to coast, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for tuning in today, and I pray that today this broadcast will be a blessing to you. I thank for that what I have today will really touch your heart and lives, and I want you to stay tuned and hear what God's Word has to say. Today I want to preach about hopeless cases. If you are in a hopeless case or know someone that is a hopeless case seemingly, I want you to listen to the broadcast today. God will touch your hearts. Please let me pray with you right now. Lord, I thank you for hearing and answering prayer. I thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient to see us through anything that we have to face. I thank you, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that what you start out to do, you will finish in our lives. That, Lord, you are presently working in our lives for good, righteousness, and holiness. For you said in your word that all things work together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose. And Lord, I pray now for the lost that are listening, that God, you will convict their hearts with your love and your mercy. Bring them unto salvation. Let them realize that you did not come to condemn them, but you came that through you they could be saved and redeemed and put on the Lamb's Book of Life and have home eternal in heaven. But not only a home in heaven, but have peace and joy and everlasting strength and your amazing grace as we live here on this earth. Thank you for all the goodness that you have given to us, and we praise your name for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to talk to you about hopeless cases. This sermon I preached, I guess, back in the 70s, and I have preached it many, many, many times since. But it's just God's Word, and every time you get in God's Word, I don't care how many times you go over it, God still has a new message, and it's fresh, because God's Word is living. It's not like other books. God's Word is not a book. It is the inspired Word of the living God. And when you get into God's Word, your life is going to be changed. Today, I'd like to read out of Mark chapter 5. In Mark chapter 5, I call it the chapter of hopeless cases. And I want to go over three different cases in this chapter, and I want to explain to you in God's Word and what happened to them. But I want you to know this. Please remember this before we get started into the Word. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, meaning what He did then, He'll do now, and what He's doing now, He'll do in the future. Our God is not dead. He is still alive. Our God is a miracle-working God, and our God wants to bless you. And today, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. In the Mark chapter 5, I want to start with verse 1, and they came over to the other side of the sea unto the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, speaking of Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who was dwelling among the tombs, and no man could tame him, not with chains, because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, and I want to stop right there. In this portion of Scripture, we're told about a man that was so wild that he didn't even wear clothes. So wild that the only place that he could live was in the tombs. So wild that the Bible says no man could tame him. Do you know anybody today that needs taming? Do you have any children in your life that need taming? Do you have any grandchildren in your lives that need taming? Do you know a country that needs taming that's wild and out of order? Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you the remedy for the ones that are in this condition. This man here, the Bible says that he cried night and day, and he cut himself. In other words, he was suicidal. He was so bound up by demonic spirits. And yes, people, let me tell you, there are demon-possessed people still in this world. It was then, it is now, and it will be in the future. And you got to know the remedy for that is only one thing, and that's the name of Jesus. In this portion of Scripture, we're told that people would come up and chain him up and tie him with fetters, but the demon spirits in him would be so strong that they would break the chains and break the fetters. It is amazing to me as I watch people that I know that are alcoholics and drug addicts. They don't have clothes to wear. They don't have nowhere to live. They're barely making it. And a lot of times they have to steal to support their habits. They look pathetic. They're all drained and just beat out with the drugs and the alcoholism. The families can't do nothing with them, and they still keep on going. Isn't it amazing, I want you to listen to me, that the devil will give you power to destroy yourself, but he won't give you power to heal yourself and to set yourself free. He wants to keep you in bondage and use you and keep you bound up and make you do these things. And let me tell you, when you're on drugs and you're on alcoholism and you can't break that habit and it tells you what to do, you have a spirit in you, and that thing needs to come out in the name of Jesus. Say what you want, do what you want, go to all the meetings you want, and that's good. I'm not knocking that, but it still takes Jesus. Let me tell you something, people. Schools inform people. Prisons hopefully transform people, reform people. Let me repeat that. Schools inform people. Prisons hopefully I pray that they can reform people. Schools inform, prisons reform, but only Jesus can transform. Only Jesus can make a new creature. Only Jesus can take out that old and put in a new. Only Jesus can break those chains that hold them spiritually, that make them do the things outwardly. And the Bible says that this man was so wild that no man could tame him. In other words, he had no hope of ever getting better. Nobody could help him. And surely he had friends that come up to try to help him. Surely he had family, and the Bible tells later that he had friends and family, and they couldn't help him. It is a heartbreaking thing. I know, because I've been down this road before. I've been down this road with my family members. I've seen my family members lay in alcoholism and just ruin their lives and destroy their health and die young because alcoholism just ate away at their very being. And I've had family members that were strung out on drugs, that was destroying themselves, and it was awful to watch, and it's heartbreaking. And in this man's family, his name is Legion, because he had many demons in him. Let me tell you something, people. When you got these things, and that's the reason they call alcoholism spirits, because when you take any mind-altering drugs, it opens you up to spirits. And let me tell you, when that door is open, they're going to come in, and they're going to dwell in your life, and they're going to tell you what to do. And his name was Legion because he had many devils in him. But the Bible says that as he was in this condition and he was so messed up that he looked up in the graveyard, walking through there, and here comes Jesus. He saw Jesus. I love that part right there. He said, and they came over. Jesus came over to the other side, unto the country of the Gadareans. And he came out of the ship, and he met a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit. Jesus came over to the other side. I want you to know, dear one, that's all, you're caught up in things, and you're doing things you don't have any control over, doing things you don't want to do, but that thing makes you do it. I want you to know there's hope for you. Jesus has come over to your side. The man didn't have to go over to Jesus. Jesus came over to his side. And Jesus will come over to you, dear one, and he will set you free. But when he comes over to you, please don't turn him away. When he comes over to you and gives you the gospel message like you're hearing now, don't reject it. Receive it, because he wants to set set you free, and He wants to get you out of the graveyard. Isn't it amazing that this man who was so messed up, the only place he could live was in the graveyard? And many of you are so messed up, you're not literally living in the graveyard. If you're here in Martinsville, Roselawn Cemetery, you're not dwelling there, but you're living in the grave. You're living where the dead. You look around at your friends and hey, they just as dead as you are. They just as bound up as you are. They just as messed up as you are. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. In other words, when you receive Jesus, you're coming out of the dead living. There's a show on TV. It's called The Walking Dead. I've seen The Walking Dead long before the Walking Dead show come on. I've seen people that were walking dead in the spirit, walking dead in their life, just in death all around them. But when Jesus comes in, He takes you out of the graveyard and He puts you in the land among the living. And Jesus, when He came up through this place, Legion, the Bible says that when He saw Jesus far off, I love that. When he saw Jesus afar off, he said that he ran and he fell down and he worshiped Jesus. Let me tell you, even this man was so messed up, he recognized that Jesus had life. He recognized that Jesus had something in him that could deliver him. And let me ask you, Christian man, let me ask you, preacher man, let me ask you, teacher man or woman or whoever you are, when the lost come up to you, do they feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, knowing that the power that God has instilled in you can deliver them and set them free? Or when they come up to you, do you shake your finger in the face and tell them what all of the wrong they're doing and how messed up they are? Let me tell you, people, they already know they messed up. They live in a messed up life, but we need to tell them that Jesus loves them. He didn't come to condemn them, but He came to set them free. He came to get them out of the graveyard. He came to give their right mind back to them. He came to put some clothes on them. He came, let me tell you, you can condemn the kids for walking around dressed a certain way, and they just going to keep on keeping on. But until they have a touch from Jesus, they're not going to be clothed right. Until they get a touch from Jesus, they're not going to act right. Until they get a touch from Jesus, it may be surfaced for a while, but that thing will still come out later on. It's only one remedy, and that's you can't coexist with the devil. You got to cast him out. He's got to be delivered in Jesus' name. And when this man came up to Jesus, the first thing that Jesus done, when Legion fell down and began to worship him and acknowledge him as Jesus the Messiah, he cast the devils out of him. Not just one or two, but every one of them. This man was set free. This man was delivered. This man was made whole. This man named Legion. And no longer could they call him Legion. Well, you know, in the Bible, excuse me, that we still call him Legion, but that's been over 2,000 years ago. We should call him the man that was delivered, the set free man, the man that has life, no longer bound of the enemy, but set free. And the Bible says, when Jesus cast the devil out of him, and the people came up and saw what was going on, they saw Legion, the man that was set free, the man that fell down and worshipped, the man that was a hopeless case that nobody could do anything with, but a little talk with Jesus changed him. And I'm telling you today, I don't care how lost or how far gone that one you love has drifted away, a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And if they won't talk to Jesus, my brother, my sister, you talk to Jesus for them, and God will intercede, and God will bring them deliverance. And the Bible says when the people came up and they saw this man, that he was clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Oh, that's the remedy. You got to be clothed, and you got to be in your right mind. You got to be clothed with righteousness. You got to have the mind of Christ.
and you got to be at His feet and learn of Jesus. And that's the key to a victorious life. That's the key to being set free. And the Bible says that when the people of the town saw what had happened, they became afraid. Isn't it amazing? They wanted this man delivered, but when he was really delivered, then they got afraid. Oh, people are afraid of the power of God. We shouldn't be afraid of the power of God. It should be when the bound and the depressed and the lost and the sick and the afflicted come through our doors in our church. They should come down. They should feel the power of God so strong that it draws them in. It shouldn't be an unnatural thing, but the power of God working in our lives should be a natural thing. And that's what happened. And Legion looked at Jesus and said, this is what Legion said. He said, Jesus, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. And when you really have a touch with Jesus, you're going to want to go with Him. You're not going to want to leave Him behind, but you want to go with Him. You want to go stay close to Him. And I love what Jesus told Legion. He said, Legion, you go back and you publish it. In other words, you go back and you preach it. You tell it what I done for you and what compassion. I want you to notice that. That the Bible says specifically, Jesus said, go tell them what compassion I had on you. Let me tell you, dear one that's out in sin, Jesus don't want to keep you in the graveyard. He don't want to set you under a bunch of rules and regulations. But dear one, He wants to have compassion on you and compassion on your family. And He wants to set you free and give you the life. But fall down and call on His name. Fall down and worship Him. Fall down on your knees and ask Him to come into your heart and life. I don't care if you're in prison. I don't care if you're in jail. I don't care what kind of mess you got yourself in. Call on Him. He can come in. If He can come in a graveyard, He can come in where you're at. If He can come in a tomb, He can come in wherever you're at. Don't limit the power of God. The hand of God is not short, and He has His eye on you. I want you to say right now, Jesus has His eye on me. And He wants to bless me. And He wants to touch me. And He wants to encourage me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. That's the greatest message. And that is when they asked Billy Graham to sum the Bible up. He said, I can sum it up in four words. Jesus died for me. And that's the message of the book of the Bible, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelations. Jesus died for me. And if you missed that, you missed it all. He loved you enough to die for you. He loved you enough to go to the cross and pay the price for your sin. And not only to forgive you of your sin, but to deliver you and set you free and give you an abundant life, a life of peace. And not only did Jesus set this man free, but He didn't leave him in the tomb. He didn't leave him naked. He didn't leave him cutting himself. See, this man cut himself. The kids today think they got a new thing when they cut themselves. This devil was making this man do this over 2,000 years ago. If you cut yourself, honey, that's the devil. If you're strung out and living in the graveyard, that's the devil. If you're all depressed and trying to kill yourself, that's the devil. If you can't have a peace of mind, that's the devil. And you need to call on Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over you and be set free in the name of Jesus. And then you can go back home and tell people what Jesus has done for you and how what compassion that He has had on you. Jesus wants to have compassion on you and He wants to love you. Now in the second part of this Mark chapter 5, as Jesus was going to come out and He was on His way, this man came and told Him, he said, Jesus, my daughter is at the point of death. Will you go and lay hands on her so she'll be healed? And on His way to this household, there was a woman, the Bible said, that had an issue of blood and that she had suffered many things of many physicians, and she spent all that she had, and she had nothing grew better, but she just got worse, the Bible says. I'm talking to some of you today. You've had trouble in your body for a long years. You spent a mass fortune on doctors, and I'm not knocking doctors. Thank God for them, but there's just a limitation to what man can do. But she spent all her money on the doctors, and she spent all of her money, but all this, and when all of her money was gone, they said, we can't do no more for you. Does that sound familiar? But the Bible says instead of getting better, she got worse. But then down here, And the Bible, in verse 27 of that fifth chapter, she said, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and she touched his garments. See, when she heard what Jesus was doing in the lives of people, how he was healing people, how he was setting the captives free, how he was raising the dead, how he was changing the water into wine, he was a miracle working Savior. And when she heard about it, she went through the press. She pressed through. You know, she had to work. She pressed through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment, and she said within herself, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And that lady, according to her faith, so be it. And when she touched Jesus, see, she built herself up in faith. She said, all I gotta do is just touch the hem of the master and I'm gonna be alright. And when she touched Jesus, the Bible says that immediately that issue of blood dried up, and that little lady was healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. There are many of you out there today that are listening to me. God, you've been given a hopeless case, verdict. But if you can just touch Jesus, if you can just touch him today, God can turn that thing around. He'll come down to where you're at. And he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Jesus, there's a throng of people all around you. And you're asking who touched you. But let me tell you, there's a lot of people go to church. There's a lot of people that hear the word, but there are very few that touch him. It's one thing to hear of him. It's one thing to see him. But you got to touch him. And he's got to touch you. And when you know that you can touch Jesus, I don't care what your situation, I don't care what your case is, there's no such a thing as a hopeless case when you touch Jesus and when he touches you. And she was made whole. And when he went on and on his way to touch this little girl, the man's the people of his household came and said, it's no need, she's already dead. But the Bible says this, that when he told this woman after he healed her, go in peace because you made whole. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When Jesus heals you, when Jesus touches you like Legion and like this woman that had the issue of blood, you're going to be able to go in peace. And when he got word that this little girl was dead, he told them, be not afraid, but only believe. That's our trouble right now. We just come to the place and we are afraid when we hear bad news, but Jesus said, don't be afraid. Just have faith in God. Only believe. Can you just only believe today? And when he went into the house, he said, where is the little girl? And he went in, and the Bible says that he said to the little girl, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, and she was the age of 12. In other words, let me tell you now what happened in this Mark chapter 5, the chapter of hopeless cases. There was a man that had no hope. People couldn't do anything with him. He couldn't tame him. But a little talk with Jesus set him free. Let me tell you, there was a woman that was hopeless in her body. The doctors couldn't do her no good, and she had run out of money. But a touch from Jesus made her whole. And there was a dead little girl that was already gone. But a word spoke over her from Jesus, brought life back into the situation. And I'm telling you today, I don't care what seemingly it's a hopeless situation in your life. Invite Jesus in and give Jesus your case. Turn your case over to Jesus and let him handle it. The lawyer might turn you down. The doctor might turn your case down. They might. Every time I go to a doctor and something has to be done, that doctor can't do anything. He has to send me to a specialist. And then when I get to the specialist, they got to send me to have x-rays and tests. And then after they have x-rays and test, they got to send somebody to read them, and then they got to come back and tell me that it's nothing they can do, or they can do this or they can do that. But when he turned it over to Jesus, he can read it, he can analyze it, he can touch it, and not just will he relieve the symptoms, he'll take away the source of the pain. And that's the key thing with Jesus. He'll take away the source. A lot of us cover up our troubles by taking antidepressants and all these drugs. because let me tell you, I know there's times that people need help, but you can't live on that stuff. Jesus can go to the source of the thing, and Jesus goes to the source of our sin. Jesus goes to the source and the root of our sickness, and Jesus goes to the source that's made dead. Some of you are living, but you're dead while you yet still live. You're dead in your spirit. You're dead in your marriage. You're dead with your children. You're dead on work. You got a dead-end job. Everything about you says graveyard. But Jesus can call you out, and Jesus can give you life. And I'm telling you, children, there's no such a thing as a hopeless case. He won't turn your case away. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out anyone that will come to me. I don't care how messed up you are. I don't care how sick you are. Go to Jesus, and He'll touch you. He'll help you. He'll bring peace in your life. A lot of people don't realize today, as we live in this society, nobody has a remedy for anything. Our congressmen, our president, and we need to pray for them all. We need to pray for our leaders. But let me tell you, the remedy that we need in our country and we need in our life is this. You go back to church, you get on your knees, and you pray. That's your remedy. You go back to church, you get on your knees, and you pray. The churches have tried to substitute everything and everybody with the songs. They don't even call the name of Jesus. They replace the old-time hymns with choruses that never mention the blood and never mention Jesus. But let me tell you, you got to get back to church. You got to get on your knees. Let me tell you, preachers, if you're taking the altars out of your church and your people can no longer come down and kneel before God and pray, there's something wrong in your church, and you better rethink your worship hour. We got churches now that have early morning worship, and that's okay. I have nothing wrong with that, but they want that for the group that wants to hurry up and get it over so they can go out and do their thing. And let me tell you, then you got a service that for people that just likes courses, and then you got a service that just likes the hymns. Oh, when I went to church, they set you down on a pew and you listened to the preaching no matter how long it was, and they didn't cater the services for you. They preached God and repentance and the blood of Jesus. They preached heaven and they preached hell, and they sang about what can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? I said it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you take out the altar, and you take out the blood, and you take out the virgin birth, and you take out the conscience of sin, you got to know what sin is. You've taken out the gospel, and you don't have any peace in your life, and you just have a social club. We got to get back to church. We got to get out on our knees, and we got to pray. That's the remedy. If America don't pray, and America don't turn back to God, we're going to see things in our country that's going to be devastating. But it's still time, and it's still hope for America. But we got to go back to church, and we got to get on our knees, and we got to pray. I'm telling you, there's no such a thing as a hopeless case with Jesus. There's no such a thing as a hopeless case with your finances, with your children, with your health. And the greatest miracle of all is salvation. When a man or woman will turn their heart over to Jesus, that's the greatest miracle that we could ever have. The greatest miracle is not that you have a big fancy car. God might put you in a smaller one that where you can get better gas mileage with. You just let God be God. You let God send you what He knows you need. You don't dictate to God. That's our trouble now. We need to come under His Word, do what His Word says. And He said that He would work. His Word would work goodness and righteousness and holiness in our life. In the book of Psalms, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I want you to know I've got goodness and I've got mercy following me. And the Bible says in that 23rd Psalm that David said, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he said, my cup runneth over. And I come to tell you that Blonnie Gregory's cup runneth over. Blonnie Gregory's cup runneth over. And I'm saying, your cup can run over. Jesus ain't going to just fill up where you get one little swallow, but He wants your cup to run over. He wants your heart to run over. He wants your baskets to run over. He wants your household to run over. He wants your children to come in. He told Legion, said, go tell them what compassion I had on you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, there's no such a thing as a hopeless case with Jesus. Turn to Him. He will touch you, and He'll in no wise cast you out. Lord, I pray for everyone that's listened. I pray, God, that you touch them. I pray that you bless them. I pray that you encourage them and save their souls. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus.